Mishnah. So we had the first Mishnah in Kesef Mevarchin that gave us a number of the brachas of Birchas Hanenin. Talks about Birchas Ha'ilanos. Harris Ha'ilan, I should say Birchas Ha'ilanos is Nisan. Harris Ha'ilan, Bari Priya Eitz, the exception being Yayin. We mentioned Harris Ha'aretz being Bari Priya Adama, Chutz Min HaPas. And then Yerakos being a Machlokes, Bari Priya Adama, or Bari Min HaDishayim. That's the first Mishnah. Now we come to more details, finer details. Before the Mishnah even tells us the Brach of Shahakol, which is actually coming up on Mem HaMidbeis, the Mishnah talks about the Dieved situations. As it's written over here in the Mishnah, Beirach al Peres Ha'ilan Bari Priya Adama Yatsa, al Peres Ha'aretz Bari Priya Eitz Lo Yatsa. So we talked about Bari Priya Eitz and Bari Priya Adama. The Mishnah says that if you'd make the bracha Bari Pri Hadama on Peres Ha'ilan, which should have gotten the Bari Pri Eitz, you're Yotze. Chared means B'diyevet. L'chatchila, you should make the bracha Mivureres, which is Bari Pri Eitz. But if you said Bari Pri Hadama, you're Yotze. But the reverse is not true. You said a Bari Pri Eitz on Peres Ha'aretz, lo Yotze. That's part one of the Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes, V'al kula mim amashakoni v'varo Yotze, another B'diyevet. That if you make shahakol on whatever it might be, you're yotze. It's interesting, the Mishnah hasn't yet taught us the ikud in the shahakol. By Bari Pri Eitz, Bari Pri Adama, we had already in the previous Mishnah, what you make a Bari Pri Ha'etz on, what you make a Bari Pri Adama on. But once you're talking about the B'diyevet with regard to that, so the Mishnah throws in another B'diyevet, that shahakol works for everything, and the chatchil of shahakol that's coming up on Amid Beis. Ha'davash en gidulam in ha'aretz om ha'shahakol. We have to think about, we'll return to this issue, whether these two halachas, that b'diyevet yoyotzi with hadama and peres ha'ilan, and b'diyevet yoyotzi shahakol, on anything, the relationship between these two halachas. The way the Mishnah formulates it, beirach al peres ha'ilan bari padama yatsa. That's regarding bari padama on peres ha'ilan. Val kulam am shahakol yatsa. So, l'chora shahakol is yotzi, Yotze because shahakol is as general as you can get, and it becomes a catch-all bracha for everything. Exactly what is the nature of Bari Pri Adama vis-a-vis Peres Ha'ilan? Is it really more of the same idea, or is there a distinct difference between the two halves of the Mishnah, of the Yotze B'diyevet? We'll have to see more carefully exactly what this means. It's interesting, the Mishnah has already given me the Din of Shahakol without even, on the B'diyevet level, without even telling me the Ikka Din of Shahakol. Now, when mentioning the din of Bari Pri Adama, so we also saw in the previous Mishnah, and the previous Gemara, right before the Mishnah, that there's Rabbi Yehuda, who has a din of Yerakos, getting a Bari Minei Deshayim. So where does Bari Pri Adama fit within Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara is going to end up working a Mishnah within Rabbi Yehuda based on a different cheshbin with Mishnah Bikurin. But Rabbi Yehuda's Shita itself, so he says Yerakos is Adam is not Adama but Bari Minei Deshayim, and on Chita, Kos Chita we saw in Israel. Does Rabbi Yehuda have a Bari Pri Adama? So Mashmos Asugya Mem Aleph, we'll see with Snow and Zayis. Hopefully we'll get to that maybe after the end. It's Mashmos there that Rabbi Yehuda does and acknowledge the bracha Bari Pri Adama, and it's Mefurish in Rishonim, both in the Meiri in the beginning of the Perek the Ramban as well, right before this Mishnah. They point out Rabbi Yehuda is specifically trying to zero in on certain a subcategory within the larger category of Peres Ha'aretz, namely Yerakos, or perhaps Zerayim. But there's going to be examples of Peres Ha'aretz that are none of the above. They're not Zerayim, so they won't make Bari Minei Zerayim, and they're not Yerakos to make a Bari Minei Deshayim. This is Mefurish in the Meiri. The beginning of the Perek, he breaks it down. So he says, Peres Ha'aretz would include Kishuim, Avatichim, Deluim, Tutim, Midbarios, Minikitnios. So originally within the Tanakhama, all of the above are Peres Ha'aretz, cucumbers, melons, and that's Adama. But then what is Yerakos? Yerakos is Kruv V'Silka V'Karati V'Tumi Shapiris Atma Nivloim Ba'aretz. So what distinguishes Yerakos is the fact that these are cabbage and things, leeks, garlic, that the Peres are concealed covered in the ground. That's Yerakos for Rabbi Yehuda. So that's where the Yehuda differs and says they make Borin Edeshoim. But there's other examples that he started with that are above ground. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees. This is also Nevor in the Ramban, right before this Mishnah, when the Gemara discusses Kitas Rabbi Yehuda. Ramban also makes that clear. Rabbi Yehuda requires a pirut on Yerakos to make Borin Edeshoim. But he goes on, he says that Kishuim Avatichim, Mishumim, that would be Adama. But Yerakos, Yerka Necha, Bezaren, Eno Necha, then he goes on, that's Borin Edeshoim. I mention this because if you look at the period in the first Mishnayos, not everybody accepts this. Maybe they didn't quote the Rishonim, they didn't have the Rishonim. There were at least some indications of Yehuda doesn't know about Bar Pi Adam. It's always going to break down into something more specific. L'chora, this Gemara, as we're now going to see, doesn't seem to work that way, because the Gemara is soon going to connect the Mishnah with Rabbi Yehuda. So Pashtus Rabbi Yehuda is acknowledging the existence of Bar Pi Adam, except that there happens to be a subcategory that the Rabbanim disagree on, whatever the reasons as we discussed. We'll see maybe again more about this as far as the nature of the machlokes, but there clearly is a Bar Pi Adama bracha for Rabbi Yehuda as well. And the question is whether you could use that bracha, at least in the Eved, if you make it on Peres Ha'ilan, that's what the Mishnah says, it would also work. And the other way around would not work, which again the Gemara can connect with Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's Gemara, the second part of the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda, Lishitaso, you might have thought that he could even have it the other way around. And that's what the Mishnah says. It doesn't work in the other direction. Okay. This is the Mishnah for itself. Now, the Gemara is going to try to understand the underlying logic of this din of the Mishnah, that you make a bari pri adama perse ilan yer yotze. So the Gemara gives us an insight into what this is about. Lashna Gemara lefaneinu, man tana de ikar ilan arahi. Who is the tana who holds that the Iker Ilan is the ground? Interesting lashon. Iker Ilan Arahi. So, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. No, that's the assumption of why you yotze. Iker Ilan Arahi, so you can be yotze with Adama and Peres Ha'ilan. It says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda. It follows Shittas Rav Yehuda and Bikurim. Now we're going to be learning a Mishnah in Bikurim. The Tanan, Yavesh Hamayon, the Niktas Ha'ilan. Maybe the Eina Kore, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe the Kore. What's happening here? We know that regarding the mitzvah Bikurim, there's a mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, Minyan Mitzvahs, and there's another mitzvah called Mikra Bikurim. Right? Mikra Bikurim is found, of course, in Parshas Kisavo, where the Torah gives us the words of Rabbi Yehuda Abi. We use it at the Seder as well, part of it. And there's a mitzvah Hava, which is there, but it's also in another section, the Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim, and Pashas Kisisa, the pasuk is identical. The Reishis Bikur at Mascha, Tavli Beis Hashem Alkecha, Losavasha Gdi Bachalevi Mo. That pasuk appears both in Mishpatim and Kisisa, which is speaking about Hava. Doesn't mention Mikra Bikur. And we have the pasuk in Kisavo that talks about the whole inyan of Hava together with the Mikra Bikur. And we have Mishnayis in the beginning of Mishnayis Bikurim. Some of people learned it one time or another. There's Mevi'in the Korin, Mevi'in the Lo Korin. There's all kinds of situations, and those are in the Vien at all. There's certain halachas that dictate when you would be mekayim the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim along with the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. And there are times that you're not even going to be maybe, and there are times that are in between. Maybe the Eino Koren. That means that it passes a test for the Hava based on the Psukim, the Parashas Mishpatim, Kisisa. You have enough justifying the Havas Bikurim. But for technical reasons, you can't be kore the parsha of Mikra Bikurim. And there are many examples like this. A famous example is the time itself, the season. We know that the Zman Bikurim starts when? What's the? Not Pesach. Shavuos. That's why people learn Bikurim at Shavuos time, right? That's the Zman of the ripening of the fruit, right? The Zman HaKatsir. So it starts Shavuos. From Shavuos until Sukkot, it's maybe the Koren. From Sukkot till Chanukah, it's still Zman for Hava, but not for Kriya. So maybe the Eino Koren. That's just one example among others. So now, in this case, the Gemara is quoting, it's Machokas Tanoim. So what exactly is this Machokas? if a person would have a field and he would sell, and he has fruit and he sells the field, so then of course there's a problem with being kore, because you're saying it's not from my adama, it's not his adama anymore. Makas sadeh. But now you have this particular case. That's the case in Mishnah Zayin. Hifish bikurav, the mafish to bikurim, umacha sadeyu, maybe ve'eno kore. But the Mishnah before this, which is what the Gemara quotes right now, is in Mishnah Vav. So Mishnah says what we have quoted in our Gemara. Yavesh hamayon nikta sa'ilan. So the Tanakhama says, maybe the Eino Kore, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So the Gemara is now trying to line up Rabbi Yehuda and that Mishnah with the Shita of our Mishnah of you could be Yotzei with Adama on a Peres Ha'ilon. So before we even go into the finer details, just to get the case straight, and then we have to understand the implications for Ilchus Brachis and exactly what we're trying to line up. What exactly does it mean? Yavesh Hamayon Nikta Sa'ilon. And what is the case as far as the timing of everything? So just to have the perspective. What does Rashi say? First of all, the Rashi's comment of the Gemara, the Iker Ilan Arihi, the Iker Kol Aperos Hi Ha'aretz, the Kol Gadol Hemena. This is what's going to lead us to connect it to Brachas. Rashi says, Iker Ilan Arihi, which is what we're trying to get to in our Mishnah, that the Iker Kol Aperos is the Aretz. It means that the way Rashi seems to be setting it up is that we view the Peros as a product of the Aretz. Everything is growing from the Aretz. What is the role of the Ilan then? The Ilan is what allows, right, the Peros to get their Yanika from the Aretz via the Ilan. But you really view the Peros as directly linked to the Aretz. That's how Rashi is explaining it. That's when it's going to tie together of Yehuda and Bikurim and our Mishnah. The Lashon HaGemara, though, we should understand, L'chur is not so perfectly got, according to where Rashi is touching it. The Iker Ilan Arihi, where Rashi seems to be focusing here, is not on the Ilan, but on what? On the Peros. The Peros are seen as a product of the Aretz. That's important to recognize. Interesting is, just before we continue in the Rashi, there is another Nusach, which you don't see on the side of your Gemara, but it's brought in. There's a sefer called Yitzuke Sofrin, one of the Gedolim in Europe, the time of Yitzhak Elchanan, and the Gedolim in the 1800s, his name is Rabinovich, which is the Mephona to Rabinovich. So he did like a methodological study of different manuscripts, and you know, he had access to different libraries, and he was accepted by the Gedolim. He was one of part of that camp. And he wrote Sefer Dikduke Sofrim, and you have Shinuye Nuschos. A lot of them are not as important, but here and there, there are things that are really, you know, you can really make a lot about it. So he has a Haskamis from Yitzchok Chanan, from Yaruch Liner, and others, many different people. Here's Shlomo Kugler about his efforts. And you can get the Sefer, you can find it in Hebrew books and other places. Man Tana Dika Ilan Arihi, that's a Nusach of our Tfus. The Nusach HaKsavyad that he found, another Ksavyad, Man Tana De'ikar Arahi. In other words, the word Ilan is in parentheses, it's not there. So that would be very helpful in this regard. This would be true for Rashi and for the Gemara. So then we can go with what we see in our Rashi. In other words, the focus is the Iker Arahi. The Iker is the land. And we'll see some Yerushalmi, such an idea, be forbidden to the Yerushalmi, that the Ilan is just seen as a way to get the koach, the nourishment of the Eretz into the Peros. It's a tsinor, like a, just kind of like a, what would you call it, tube, a, what?
Pipe.
Yeah, in other words, it's not its own entity that is itself nourishing the Peros. The Peros are going directly to the from the Aretz. Not Iker Ilan Arahi, Iker Arahi. That would be very helpful. Okay, but let's see. So the Gemara is using that Yisod to explain the Mishnah. So you can call this pre Ha'adam, because we view the Peros as via the Ilan. It's really getting everything it needs from the Aretz. Okay. Now we get to the case of Bikurim. We have to see how you see that in Bikurim. But now we have the case to discuss for itself. Again, that's the Rosh Rasha. Kol Gadol Heimena. So Iker, again, if we take the word Ilan and Rashi, it's Dibra Masra, the Iker Ari. I think the Ra'ah is also a bit Masra that way. The Lashon Ra'ah, you don't see the word Iker Ilan Ari. The Ra'ah is Parishna Bigamara, Mishim, the Iker Ara. Sounds like that Girsa was what the Ra'ah had also. The Iker Ara, the Kul Paris Adam and Nim. Those are the words of the Ra'ah. So that would be consistent with what we're saying from Rashi. So how does it work out of the Mishnah Bikurim? What exactly is the Mishnah talking about? So Rashi says a couple of things. Yavesh Amayan, the Niktat Sa'ila. Amayan is a spring, and the spring dried up. That's one case. Niktat Sa'ila is another case. What are the two cases referring to? So Rashi goes to it like this. Hayelo Beis HaShalchin. Ubo Mayan Shu Mashkeu Mimenu. Beis HaShalchin, we find this in various Mishnayos, the beginning of Vayikat, and other places, in Baba Basra, Beis HaShalchin. It means a field that needs to be constantly irrigated. It's shalchin nilashin, like it's tired. It constantly needs to be nourished and watered constantly. That's the contrast to that is the base habal, that it can sustain itself on rainwater. You don't need to constantly replenish by giving it irrigation. So base shalchin can only exist because of the water that it's constantly getting. So it has a mayan in the spring that's giving it the water that it constantly needs. Shehumashkeya, he can take the spring and he can take the water from the spring and constantly irrigate the field. That's one case. So that's not about trees. That could be chita sa'ora, things that are, that's also part of Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim include chita sa'ora and then the other things from the tree. That's the case of Yavesh Amaya. V'katsa bikurim mimenu. Now Rashi tells you what happened was you were harvesting the bikurim. So you did that. You were mafish the bikurim first. The achakach yavesh hamayim. After you harvested the bikurim, nebach, your mayim that was supplying the field with the water, dried up. Now the what's growing would not have a natural way to be able to be sustained going forward. Unless, of course, you bring in a new mayim or bring in water from outside. That's case number one. What's case number two? Niktas ha'ilan. B'chein sadeh ha'ilan. So this is a different type of field. This is a field with trees. The first case was a field of tzvua. Now we have a case that would be nagei fachitim v'sa'orim, which you can bring also bikurim from. What's the case of sadeh ha'ilan? That's the case of katsas ha'bikurim. Again, katsas bikurim imenu. Actually, again, is consistent with the timing of everything. You cut the bikurim off, you mafish the bikurim, and you have them, the talus. So before we even look at the machlokes, this case that Rashi is giving you is not so simple. This is not for our Indian right now. This is when you want to be korban be'ilan, you should be aware of this following issue. The other nefarshim, if you look at the Mishnah already, they tell you, the Rabbi Tanura, you look at the Rash on the Mishnah, you see it's far from simple that this case could actually work for the case of the machlokes that the Tanakam would say, maybe ve'eno kore. So, the Bar Tanura learns, first of all, what the case is of Yavesh Amayan, Sha'ilan Chai Begadol Mimenu. Notice, different than Rashi. How did Rashi learn? Yavesh Amayan is a case not of Sdeha Ilan. Yavesh Amayan is a case of Beis HaShalchin. It's Tavua. Second case, Niksa Sa'ilan is the case of Sada Ilan. The Bar Tanura, and I think the Rashi and the Mishnah also is that way, maybe the Rabbi Moshe Pirsha Mishnah can check, is that both cases are a case of trees, but you have a tree that's getting its chius from the Maya. That's what happened now, Yavesh HaMayim. Sa'ilan Chayv Gadol Mimenu. That's the case of Yavesh HaMayim. Niksa Sa'ilan is obvious. But notice what the Bar Tanura says on this Mishnah, again, it's the Rashi as well. For who she yaveish v'niktsas kodem shehifish bikurim. Notice how different it is in Rashi. Again, this is a bikurim inyan. We're not going to delve into it, but just to be aware. Rashi says, first, you are kosher the bikurim, if you are mafish the bikurim. And then what happened was, yaveish amayin, in Rashi's case, that means a beis hashalchin, niktsas ha'ilan, afterwards. Here we have different mahalach. That it was first Yabe Shamayim Niksat Sa'ilan, and then you were Mafish. What's the reason why they have to learn it that way? So this is more in Bikur Minyan, continues by Tanura, because of the following issue. In Hifish Kodem, if you were Mafish the Bikurim, and then something happened, that the Ilan was Niksat, then the din would not be maybe the Enel Korim for the Tanakam. The din would be you can't bring it at all. What's the pshat? Why not? Maybe Ben Akore has a problem regarding Mikra Bikur, as we see, because you don't have the chiyus left for the peros, because the source of their unika is gone. But the problem is the following: Avo ho v'niru lekriya v'nidcho yirkabu. There's halacha. Again, there are other examples of this in various mishnayos and bikurim, that if you have bikurim that right now in a state that should have the full application of Hilchas Bikurim, not just Hava, but also Mikra Bikurim, the Shach to the Parshas Kisavo Bikurim, it's nearer Likriya, and then something goes wrong, and it's not, you can't do Mikra Bikurim, then the din is Yirkavu. That's the rule called, that's a Gemara Makis also. Could be a lot of examples like this. We talked about the case of Bikurim from Shavuos to Sukkos, and Sukkos to Chanukah. So what did we say? Sukkot to Chanukah, you may be in a kore. Wait a second. When will you mafish the bikurim? So according to this logic, when would be maybe in a kore from Sukkot to Chanukah? If you mafish the bikurim after Sukkot, then from the very get-go, it was only meant to be a hava without mikra bikurim. But if you mafish the bikurim between Shavuos and Sukkot, and then you didn't bring it yet, and now it's already past Sukkot, then the din could be at the Gemara Makis Yirkavu. So therefore, because of that Indian, that sugi, again, welcome to the sugi Makis, look at the sugi in Bikurim, that there's an Indian that it was nira v'nidche, it was nira for kriya, it already had the qualifications to be a Bikurim with Mikra Bikurim, and then something goes wrong that technically you can't do Mikra Bikurim, then everything goes off. It can't be maybe either. Apparently Rashi is, and this is Yerushalmi, by the way, Yerushalmi makes it a kimta. That's what the Mefarshim Mishnah are going with. That the case has to be that it was first Neva Shamaya, Nikta Sa'ilan, and then the Hafrasha took place. So from the beginning, it's not subject to Kriya. Then you can be maybe the Kore. If you argue, it's just maybe the Kore. But either way, were it to be the opposite, then the Tanakama would not say maybe the Kore, because it was near Revenitche. So this, again, I'm just giving you the Maramako. It's an Indian Racham, it's a big Sugya, to understand. Obviously, Rashi, for some reason, is going not that way. Rashi, Dafka wanted it to be Katsa Bikurim and Akach Yavei Shamayim. Okay, that's just to close the parentheses. That's an Indian for itself. And also the case of Yavei Shamayim. Rashi says it's the case of Beis HaShalchin, and we see from other first year Mishnah that it's the case also of Steir Yud. Now let's get to the heart of the issue. So what is Shitas Tanakama, and how does it carry over to Brachas? Rashi says, maybe they're in a kore. What's the halacha bikurim? Why can't you bring kore bikurim in a case where Yavei Shamayim Niksat Sa'ilan? She'eno yochel lomar min ha'adama asher nasata li. There's something that you can't say in the words of the mikra bikurim. You can't say min ha'adama asher nasata li. The kevan, the Yavei Shamayim, the Niksat Sa'ilan, actually going in both cases, Mimena batlala ara. The ara, the thing that is giving the peros their nourishment is no longer here. So therefore, you can't say words in Mikra Bikurim that speak about associating the peros with the adama, because the source of the peros is viewed as the tree, or what. In the case of the Steir Ilan, in the case of Beis HaShalchin, you have to say something else. What exactly is over there? The source is the Mayan. The Mayan is what making these things grow. So the tree is gone, the Mayan is gone. So you can't say the words of Mikra Bikurim that associate the Peros with the Adama, because the Adama, for all intents and purposes, is really the thing that directly is nourishing the Peros, which is not the Karka underneath, but the thing that the Adama, Not the Adama. The Adama, I mean, Adama meaning the Ilan. The Ilan or the Maya. What words are the problem? Rashi says, "Eni yachalom min ha'adama." Where do you put the quote here? Quote or quote? Where do you open the quotes? "Eni yachalomar." Open quotes. Min ha'adama. Is that right? Is the words in the Chumash say min ha'adama? Look in Parshas Kisavo. It doesn't appear. So what exactly does it say in Parshas Kisavo? What is the Mikra Bikurim? Arami, Obed Avi, okay, that already is familiar from Pesach. And then after all of that, if I feel a mokum hazeh, after the Yasin Shem Mitzvah, Yin Rezeh, the Ata Hinehe Vesi, Es, Reishis Pri Ho Adama Shinasata Li Hashem. So where does it say Min Ho Adama? It doesn't say Min Ho Adama. It says Reishis Pri Ho Adama.
Can't say from
Adama. Oh, very good, very good. So you're reading Rashi as man. You can't say from. Open the quotes. That's how you went to the Seder. Or are you machaben right now?
I read the pasuk inside.
So you're good. Yeah, chayra. That could be what Rashi means. From ha'adam shenasata liHashem, because that and that again that means you can't do. It's all packaged. If you can't do that pasuk from those words, then you can't do anything that could be quoted, because ultimately it's one in that could be quoted. So therefore, the problem is you can't say ha'adamish and something because the pre is misyaches to, according to the Tanakhama, to the Ilan or to the Maya, which no longer exists. And therefore, again, you were mafish it originally. That doesn't bother me that you can still be maybe without kore. It's against the Rav Batanura and the Rash that say that there's a din of nirvinitcha. Rashi ignores that. But kriya you can't do because you're lacking the ability to say priya adama. This is the sheet of the Tanakhama. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Maybe the kore sha'aretz hi iker. Aretz hi iker. Again, iker ara. Again, going back to before. Iker, again, if we took out the word ilan in Rashi, as in the Gemara, it's all clear. Iker ara hi or no. That's exactly that. That's the aretz hi iker. And that's our Mishnah. How does it carry over to our Mishnah? What is our view of the whole Bavikurit? If the Iker is the Ara, that means that you can still say Pri Ha'adama Shinasatali. Either the tree is gone, the Mayan is gone, but what is still here? All right, so Olam Omedes, the land is still here. So yeah, land is still here. You can still, the land can still have potential to bring more peros. You want to plant another tree? So you'll have the Adama giving its produce through the new tree. So what do I care that this tree is gone? The Mayan is gone, so you'll bring another source for the water. So whatever whatever your miyaches, the produce, your miyaches the produce to the Adama, nothing changed in that regard. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So there's no problem saying Pri Adama. The Chachamim say no. We view the Ilan as the source of the peros, and therefore, from that perspective, the Adama for the Pri Adama is that, and that's no longer here. So, how does it carry over to Hilchos Brachos? Now we have to consider the issue of Hilchos Brachos. What the Gemara is trying to say is, what justifies B'diyeved to be Yotzei with Adama on Peros HaIlan? What justifies it is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in Bikurim. If we view the peros as a direct connection, an association with the Adama, then you can go ahead and say, Pri Adama on Peros HaIlan. But according to the Chachamim, who view the source of the peros, of their yurnika, as the Ilan is what's giving the peros their koach. So then you can't be Yotzei with Pri Adama on Peros HaIlan. This is clear what the Gemara is saying. So therefore, we have to connect the Mishnah with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah? Hey, Tim, what do you think?
Answer that that's the Tanakhama, the Chacham would say that the tree is not the Iker. He's still allowed to say Pri Adama, Rishis Pri Adama, on the Bikurim from Pri Ha'etz. By Bikurim, the Pasuk says Rishis Pri Adama, if you're bringing a Pri Ha'etz by Bikurim, you're still saying Rishis Pri Adama. On a min priya on something that's a pre-hayit.
According to the Chacham, you could not say Hevesis versus Priyadama if the ilan is cut.
If I'm bringing an aleph, I still say Mirishis Priyadama for example, Lashon HaPasuk.
You're asking from the beginning of the parasha, the Torah's narrative, Torah's mitzvah, the law kachta, maybe she is called pri adama. So what are you asking?
He's saying that they don't acknowledge that it's coming from the ground. Yeah, the pasuk acknowledges that it came from the ground.
So this is a good kasha. You're asking the lashna pasuk, the Torah is acknowledging the fact that the pri is a pri adama. What does that mean, pri adama? It's referring to you're connecting the pre to the Adama to the land, to the soil. The Rashash points this out. And L'chor, what's the answer? What could be a simple answer to that? How does the Torah do that? What? No, but L'chor, but there is the Adama. Why is but?
Ara means the soil.
You mean when the Torah says pre Adama, the Torah means the tree? The Torah means the soil.
That's why Rashi says Batlo La'ara. It didn't say.
When you say Hevesis versus Priyadama in your Mikra Bikurim, so without the source, the primary source for the Peros, you can't do that because the Peros doesn't have its Adama, so to speak, meaning what is giving it the nourishment. Okay. When the Torah says, Lokachta Mereshis Kol Priyadama, or let's go to the Pasuk of Mishpatim Kisisa, one better. Reshis Bikuri Ad Mascha. Okay, so what is that? It does bikure at masl. It's pre bikure, the first fruit. Pre is bikure means the first fruit of admascha. Isn't that also connecting the first fruit to the adama? And there it's havas bikurim. Havas bikurim doesn't have a problem here. But no. So what do you see here? Torah is connecting the pre or the bikure to the adama. So how could it be such a problem over here to say? According to the Chacham, in other words, to say Bar Piyadama on a Priha Eitz, on a Priha Ilan. Another way of asking this question, and to say, well, you know what? The Torah can do that. I'll tell you why the Torah can do it. Because I understand the unique, the Iker unique of the Peros is the tree. But where does the tree get its unique of them?
That's why we not say that
the ground. So ultimately, everything can be traced back to the ground. Okay, so he goes by the tree, gets it from the ground, and the parents gets it from the tree. Okay. So that's good enough. Ultimately, it can be traced back to the original source. So then what's the problem in our Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda can be the way to explain the Mishnah? The Chacham apparently cannot fit with that Mishnah. Now, the emes is, before I would take, I think, both your questions, there is indication in Rishonim that without even saying anything in the Gemara, they just learn the Mishnah seemingly with exactly that explanation. The Rabbeinu Yonah commenting on the Mishnah. It says, Be'erach ha'peras ha'ilon v'ay p'idam yasa. It says, Rabbeinu Yonah, she'gam ha'ilon yonek min ha'adama v'nimtza she'bachal pri ha'adama havi v'fikach yasa. Notice, Rabbeinu Yonah is completely misalein from our Gemara. He doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't mention the Mishnah Bikurim. He goes right to the Mishnah for itself and explains it seemingly in a way that would fit with the Chachamim as well. Because what was the point of the Gemara? The Chachamim say Iker is the Ilah. It's not Ara, but the Ilah. The Iker is the Ilan. The way we explained it means that the Pri is viewed as being Yonik from the Ilan, not directly Yonik from the Adama. Okay, but the Ilan is Yonik from the Adama, that you agree. And now that you have the Ilan gives its Koach to the Peros. So the Chum would say, according to our Gemara, nothing doing. You can't make a Bracha per the Adama, Peros Ilan. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Pshat in the Mishnah, why can it be Yotze b'diavad? Because the Ilan is itself, Yimna Adama, Nimsa Shebachal Bar Pedama, Havi, Tikach Yatz. So it's an interesting thing. Rabbeinu Yonah is reading Pshat in the Mishnah. And again, if you want to answer why the Torah says it, I can also put into the Chumash also. But then the Gemara is difficult. Why is the Gemara trying to lock in our Mishnah with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Bikurim? If you go with the Svara of Rabbeinu Yonah, it should seemingly follow everybody. The Chum should have no problem being compatible with this Mishnah, because as long as you can see it ultimately being traced back to the Adama, so you can say Priya Adama on Priya Ila. So where does it leave us? How many of you got to the Yerushalmi? Okay, so now what's the answer to Rabbi Yonah? And maybe even for the Rambam eventually, possibly. What's the answer? That this, we have to still understand the two shittas in Yerushalmi. But it interesting is that whereas the Bavli learns Pshat and HaMishnah that Nasnisan Mani Man Hakana is Rabbi Yehuda and Bikurim, the Gemashami continues, says that, but then continues with an alternative reading of the Mishnah. And what that seems to say is that you can even make our Mishnah go with a Chachamim. And that is the Svara of Rabbi Yonah. So, reading the words of the Yerushalmi, first it mentions the Mishnah, then the Mishnah says, Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yaakov bar Acha to Rav Yehuda hi. Rav Yehuda of, now notice the Lashon Yerushalmi is interesting. Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah goes, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda of it is a Ilanos ki Kashim. Kashim is like straw. Maybe it's different ways to learn it, but let's learn it line in line with what we said before we read the Gemara, the way we read from being guided from Lashon Rashi. Rav Yehuda views the Ilanos as Kashim, meaning they're not an independent entity. They are just the way to get the Aretz to give its koach to the Peros via the Ilanos. They don't have their own, they're not the source, direct source of the koach of the Peros. They're just a tzina, they're just a way of allowing it to pass through them for the Peros to get directly from the Adama. So therefore, you can explain why you can be maybe the Kore. Because what matters is that the Adama, the habit of the Ilan, is irrelevant. I can be maybe the Kore because it's pre-Adama. Adama is still what it was before. And everything is direct to the Adama. And you can make a Bar Pi-Adama, Perisei Ilan. So that's what the Yerushalmi begins with, of Cheskia. And that would go well with Argamar. That's consistent with the Bavli. Rav Yehuda Ovid Esei Ilanus Kikashin. Continues the Yerushalmi, the next opinion, Amrav Yossi Divi Hakali, not necessarily. Our Mishnah has a din of Beirach al Peres Ilan by Badama Yatsa is everybody, even the Chachamim. Why? It's like the Yerushalmi, Peres Ilan Bechlal Peres Adama, the ain't Peres Adama Bechlal Peres Ha'etz. In other words, Peres Ilan are Bechlal Peres Adama. They can be viewed under the rubric of Peres Adama. Even Shitas Chachamim, Gabi Bikurim doesn't preclude being Yotzei b'diyeved with the bracha of Adama on Peres Ha'ilan because the Maisa Peres Ha'ilan are Bechal Peres Ha'adama. Interesting. So, what's the Pshat? So, the Pshat could very well be plug in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining, I understand that the Peres are viewed as being Yonik from the Ilan, but given that the Ilan is yonic from the Adama, so by extension, you can always include the Peres Ha'etz as being Bechal Peres Ha'Adama. This is not my conjecture that Rabbeinu Yonah is going like the second sheet of the Yerushalmi. This is what the Tosis Yantif learns on the Mishnah. The Tosis Yantif commenting on our Mishnah and Brachas. Beirach al Peres Ha'Ilan Bori Pi Adama Yatsa. So he says, "Bigemara Amrinan Svirulei the Iker Ilan Ara." His gear says, "Iker Ilan Ara." Koma Kol Gadam Ha'Aretz. Rav Yehuda Hida Amar the Mishnah Bav Perakav the Bikurin because the Ilan may be Bikore. But then, of course, we have to follow the trail, and if it's closer to Rav Yehuda, then we're going to have to consider the implications. The halacha Rav Yehuda. Wait a second, Rav Yehuda is against the rabbin. Chum disagree by Bikurim. So what does that mean for our Mishnah? It's our Mishnah Kahalacha. How is it going to square? And then we'd have to deal with the Rambam. So, depending on what the gears in the Rambam is, the Rambam may seem to be having it both ways, because he paskins in Hilchos Bikurim, that may be the Eino Kore. It's in Perek Dalet, Yud Beis. Hifresh bikura v'yavesh amayan onixas ha'ilan neve inakorit. If he says that, kamisha engel kaka shari avda. And the Rambam in Hilchis Brachos Perek Ches Paskins, and again here the Gersa of the Yeshua. Be'erach appears to ilam ribadam yatsa, as we have here the Gersa. Wait a second. Where's the Ram coming from? If we hold like Rabbi the Chachamim Bikurim, and our Gemara says a Mishnah is only justified according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Kesef Mishnah says, because there's another opinion in Yerushalmi, that a Mishnah go to the Bihako, as the Yerushalmi says, because Peros Ha'ilam B'chal Peros Ha'dama B'en Peros Ha'dam B'chal Peros Ha'etz. So that's the Kesef Mishnah's answer. That Rambam follows the other opinion of Yerushalmi. Zakti, Tosef Yantiv, Rabbi Yantiv Lipin Heller, the one who wrote on the Rosh Hashanah, Debi Chamudas, as you see all the time, Venerally, Ra'ayel, Debi Akesef Mishnah. I have a support to the Kesef Mishnah. She can't have a Yona, Pirish Mishnah Seinu, Bazal Lashon. Beno Yona says, Yatsa, Shigam Ha'ilan, Yonik Min Adama, Benimsa, Shibachal Priyadama, Havi Pikach Yatsa. Adnan. Is that Kedivay Ayushalmi? Says the Tosis Yantiv. L'chaira, what we have here is Rabbeinu Yona introducing a new svara in the Mishnah, Delo Kabavli. Like the second day in the Yerushalmi. But now the work is really cut out for us. Because if that's the case, we have to understand what L'chaira is underneath this machlokas. To have to learn that the Mishnah, it's very nice to say the Rambam can be Miyushim based on the second Pshat Yerushalmi, Rabbeinu Yona goes with the second Pshat Yerushalmi, but there's a first Pshat Yerushalmi, and there's a Bavli. They didn't accept the Svara. What would be the underlying issue here? Chayra, can't we just simply run with the Svara and understand perfectly our Mishnah without having to resort to pinning it on Rabbi Yehuda? So why does a Bavli not say that? And why does a Chizki and Yerushalmi not say that? What L'chaira is the underlying issue? Can it not be sufficient to say that ultimately everything can be traced back to the Adama, and that's why it could be Yotzi with Pri Adama, Bar Pri Adama on Peres Ha'ilah? Isn't as simple as Rabbi Yona says? He doesn't make a shemis about our Gemara because he goes, apparently, as the Tosiyatim says, with the... It's not going to be simple. You're going to get to the Ritva, you're going to see, the Ritva is going to say the words of Rabbeinu Yona, and still quote a Gemara. So we're not going to fully be out of the woods here. Okay, but at least for now, let's assume Rabbeinu Yona is Kedivya Yushal. Let's go with that. In the Chenani, according to Rabbeinu Yosvara, it's not connected to Rabbi Yehuda Mechacham. The Ritva will have to figure out another answer. Okay, so what exactly is this Nekudas HaMachokas in the Yerushalmi, or between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? Okay, that's what we're holding right now. Questions from before, Yehuda and Avi. Yeah, Avi first. Yeah.
So I still don't really understand why would the Chacham then disagree about maybe the eunuch is also coming from the ground.
That's essentially our question. It's because, in other words, it's the eunuch is coming from the ground to the tree, and from the tree to the pears. And why isn't that good enough for the Chacham? That's essentially our question. If the Svara of the Rabbeinu Yona is the second Pshat Yerushalmi, as the Tosfos Yantiv has suggested. Okay, so then why did the first Pshat Yerushalmi not hold this way? Why does the Bavli hold this way? Why is it enough to say that to justify our Mishnah? Obviously, the second Mahalach of the Yerushalmi did hold that way, and Rabbeinu Yona went with that, and maybe that's the answer for the Rambam, maybe there's other answers for the Rambam. We'll have to get to the Rambam for himself. The Ketzer Mishnah thinks the answer for the Rambam in Paskening, on the one hand, like the Chachamim and the Bikurim, and like this Mishnah over here, is because of the Yerushalmi. But it's against the Bavli, it's not so simple. Should the Rambam really do that? Okay, we have to know. But meanwhile, according to this map that we have here, we need to figure out, so is it as simple as that? If the Ilan is Yonik from the Adama, so why can't that be the simple answer of why we can make a priyadam, priyadam on Peres Ha'ilah? Why isn't everyone on board with that? Why does Gemara want it to be fit only with Rabbi Yehuda? this is going to give us a chance to open up the Inyan more in Lundis and understanding, you know, what exactly is this halacha of the Mishnah. And maybe to go back to where we started, the relationship between the din of Priya Dhamma on Peretz HaIlan in terms of the next part of the Mishnah, Agakol Mamasha'akol Yad. Are these halachas two sides of the same coin, the same principle? Or is there something else happening in part one of the Mishnah and part two of the Mishnah? What do I mean? What could be the issue at stake over here in understanding whether we can simply use a Benayon Esparah in explaining the Mishnah, or maybe it's not sufficient? You need Rabbi Yehuda to save the day. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we view the Paris as directly connected to the Adama, only there can we understand the Mishnah. Why not simply say, ultimately, everything is Bechal Priya Eitz, because you can look at the Eitz as coming from the Adama, and therefore it's under the Priya Eitz gets. Why isn't that enough? Okay, so let's try to come up with this Namah Halach. Let's go in Akala Akavit, as we say. Start easy and maybe try to bring another layer in. You hear the question? Yeah, it's your question. It is. You're asking it. No way. Okay. Try again.
Wouldn't also Elise Ferbin Yona and the Rambam, I guess, wouldn't also that make sense to try the Chachamim as part of Mishnah, since we're just coming off of Mishnah where we said the halacha is like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Yehuda?
You're stumbling on something that you don't even realize how interesting it is that you're bringing in. Maybe we'll come back to it. Rabbi Yehuda happens to have a Shita Avor Mine the Shayin. Does that have anything to do with the discussion that we're about to look at? Maybe. Let's hold the thought, okay? Let's start without that, and then maybe we'll bring that into the mix, okay? The halacha, notice the way the Mishnah formulates the end of the Mishnah. It's a very different way of expressing the halacha than the first part of the Mishnah. Beirach al peres ha'ilam bari pi adama yatz. The din of shahako is as general as you can get. Right? No me'ila. Yoshak ni'ebar. There is no period at all. Everything under the rubric of shahako ni'ebar. Yatz. On the other hand, Bari Pri Adama, by its definition, has an essence here. It is a bracha miforetes. Okay, but maybe it can be viewed as more expansive in nature also, and you can plug in the idea that the reason why you yotzei with the Hadama, Bari Pri and Pri Se'ilan, is because, in a broader sense, yeah, everything is included in Bari Pri Adama. Kilash Na Yerushalmi, right? Bari Pri are included in Bari Pri Adama. It could be that is itself an application of the last part of the Mishnah. It's really one principle that's going through the entire Mishnah in terms of the cases that you're yotzei. Anytime you can fit the food and match it, even in its most loose way, with the Nusach HaBracha, passes the test, he's not Moel the Kachi Shemayim, and he Yotzim. And maybe that's all you have here. Both halves of the Mishnah are really reflecting a single thought, and that is true, there's Hilchas Brachas, that we say Lechatchila, you're supposed to say this on this food, and this on that food, but in the same way that Shahako becomes a safety net, because everything can fit within the Nusach of Shahako. So as long as you can find a way to fit the food with Bari Pri Adama in some way, less specific. But Lamaisa, it's Pri Adama in some form, in some expansive way. Yes. To say like that is more or less saying the second halacha of Yerushalmi, as Yerushalmi puts it, Hakol B'chal Pri Adama. It has to come down to the fact that the Ilan is yoni from the Adama. Okay, but Lamaisa, it's true. The Ilan is yoni from the Adama. So, by extension, this is also Pri Adama. An apple is a Pri Adama, because it can all be traced back to the Adama. Like you say, B'nei Banim, Harem Kibanim, right? the son of his father, his father's father. Okay, so ultimately it goes back to that. That's if I view the two parts of the Mishnah as establishing one principle. But it may be a very different mahalach. Maybe the din at the end of the Mishnah is its own halacha. There was a takana that shahako counts for everything. It's a special takana. You can make shahako and be yotzi b'diavad. But that's a unique halacha by shahako. But once we get out of that halacha of shahako, now we have to deal with brachas where things have to be a more perfect fit. We're talking about the world of pirut brachos, and therefore, to the extent that we have the din of pirut and brachos, it has to match. Shahako is a new halacha. It's a takana. You make shahako with the evid, you don't say it's a new takana that was superimposed on the template for Hilchos Brachos. Okay, that's the end of the Mishnah. We haven't even dealt with shahako yet, but we just want to throw that out. Okay. But the first part of the Mishnah is a different idea. There's a bracha on the min. And there's a min called a priya eitz. And there's a min called priya adam. The Mishnah is machadish to us that the bracha on the min, a priya ha'ilan, although you want to usually assume that bracha that targets that min is priya eitz, or priya eitz. But you know something? You can match that min, a priya adama, a priya eitz to a bar priya dam as well. I can be miyaches this min as it is a priya eitz. Now, to go through an added layer of b'nei 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 k'b'nei, that's not good enough. Either Elon is Yonik. No. This is not a pre. From the perspective of a loose association that the bracha can somehow be viewed as, you know, and you can fit it in, that may be. But if you look at it not from that perspective, this is the min. Is this apple a pre ha'adama or not? Then the Gemara Bavli holds, you have to be able to see this as a direct product of the Adam. Even though Hakila de Metake to say Bar Priya Eitz, okay. Hashivas, more Hashivas, call it that. But the Inside Hilchas Pirut, that is a match. Not it also works, it's a match. This is a min of Priya Adam. To say that, says the Gemara, you need Rabbi Yehuda Bikurin. Because Rabbi Yehuda considers the yachas to be direct, that the peri is yonik from the adam. Okay? So then we can explain our Mishnah. But if you go to Chachamim, who say that if it's Yabesh Shammai, Nixa Se'ilan, you see each case for itself, but Nixa Se'ilan for now, you don't have the adama that's giving the peris what gives them their life. That means you view the peris as a product of the Ilan, not the Adama, that this is not, doesn't work. It should be no better, it should be no different than Shahako. Yes, it is. Shahako is a new halacha. Shahako is a takana. You can say Shahako. Once we're not dealing with Shahako, we need the bracha to match the fruit. That means you have to define this peri as a pre Adama, this apple, this peach. Kodachacham, it's not so. So this is what the Bavli holds. The Yerushalmi initially says like that. First Hanan, first Chief of the Yerushalmi, so we need Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Yerushalmi comes along and says, no, let's look at it different. Now, why do I say we'll go Minakala Kavi? Let's make it a little more nuanced. This is interesting. Because Avi already brought up, it so happens Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned here as the time of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda happens to also be mentioned in the Gemara right before this Mishnah, in connection to his Shita of Borei Minei Deshoi. What's that about? So actually, it's interesting. This Rabbi Yehuda happens to be very much, believer in Pirut. Ad Kidei Kach, that he wants a Bari Priya Adama to be broken down into its subcategories of Bari Minei Deshoim for those things that are leafy, grassy, whatever, leaf, lettucey, Yerokos, and for example, some Zechitim, Bar Mizrah. So Yehuda is a very strong believer in Pirut. Now the Chacham disagreed. Now if we can go back a few days, right, when we learned that Sugya, we have to consider why the Chacham disagreed. Why the Chacham not hold that you make the shayim, maybe the shayim on Yerachos, when it's rayim on Hosachita. So we have different suggestions. The Chum disagree. They hold it. It's all. It's enough of a. This is the period. The period is here. We don't have to go further than that. Rashi's lesson was, they don't accept the halacha baruch Hashem yom yom. They don't require the period. Maybe this entire discussion of working Rabbi Yehuda into the Mishnah, as opposed to the Chacham and Bikurim, it's only within the world of Rabbi Yehuda in Brachos Lamed Hei, of Pirut requiring, maybe the Chacham maybe see Brachos in this more flexible, elastic sense, as long as it somehow can fit within the Nusach in some way, you're covered. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept that. That's why he wants to make Bar Minei Deshayim. Those the Chachamim's disagreement, we don't know exactly where they fall. But it could be Dafka the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Minei Deshayim, and Bar Minei Deshayim, they might be very consistent with this Mishnah working out anyway. Because it's no different than making a Pri Adama on Yerachos to make a Bar Pri Adama on apples. You don't need a fine pew. But the answer is the Gemara is working off of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda anyway. Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that you do have a halacha period. You have to match the bracha to the food. Ad kedekach that Zrayim need their own bracha and the Shayim need their own bracha. Yerachos need their own bracha. And dafka within the world of Rabbi Yehuda's period, we cannot understand how Beres HaIlan can be sufficient with a Bar Pi Adama. You'll tell me, well, you know what, the Ilan is Yonek from the Adama too. You know what? That's no better than saying Adama on the Shayim. And Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't accept that because he wants, and Mishtami is not Yotze with Adama on the Shayim. I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda. So the answer is, if you're going to go that far with the Din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, then you certainly can't play with the Svara of, well, it's Maisa, it's Bechlau, the Indian of Bar Pi Adama. Shahako is its own idea. It's a new template, a new takana. That's a different idea. But once we're dealing with Bori Pri, we need Pirut. And therefore, it may interestingly come out that, and this could be an incidental benefit for the Rambam, in other words, that the Rambam can paskin like the Chachamim and Bikurim, right? And still paskin like our Mishnah. Because since we don't hold the Rabbi Yehuda Abomin Edishoyim, and the Gemara only wants Rabbi Yehuda to be the author of the Mishnah if you accept Rabbi Yehuda on the other issue, on the issue of Pirat, Akide Kach, Abom, the Mishnah required for Yerachos. So within that, you need Rabbi Yehuda himself to save the day, right? If he's creating a problem, he can solve the problem. But if you don't have Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the problem never existed anyway. And therefore, you could have understood the Mishnah without any problems. Put in Rabbeinu Yonah, put in Second Pshat in the Yerushalmi, And everything is fine and well. Because the same way you don't need to do Pirut on Bari Minei Deshayim, you don't need to do Pirut any more than saying Bar Pi Adama on... Two of the Chum wanted you to say for your eights if you could. But it's not a chesaron any more than Bari Minei Hadama is a chesaron on Deshayim, on Yerachos. I don't know. This is a little more tyradic. And there are those who want to add that layer as well. That's why I say, I don't know if you need it. The benefit could be that the Rambam is even more gishmak. Instead of just making the Rambam work out because of the second halacha in Yerushalmi, you can make the Rambam work with the Bavli too. Because the Bavli only needed to make Rabbi Yehuda the work of the Mishnah within Rabbi Yehuda's world appear. You see what I mean? But if you have the Shita, the Chachamim that don't require pure Akedekach, so they could easily have accepted the idea that the Rabbi Yonah says. But the basic approach that we're suggesting again is that there seems to be a question as to how to understand the essence of the din of the Mishnah. And again, I want to focus on the two halves of the Mishnah. That the din of Bari Pri Adama working Paris HaIlan is it to be understood mamish as another application of what the Mishnah concludes with. As long as you have a bracha klalis and everything can fit onto it, that's the din of Shahako working B'diavad also. Everything is under Shahako Nivaro, B'diavad, okay. So to the extent that you can somehow associate And this is the answer for the Torah. Right? The Torah can always use the word Bakar, but it's the Pri-Adam, because Lemaisa, from that perspective, it is a Pri-Adam too. Then Yod is right in logic. And maybe that's all the Mishnah is really telling me. And then you don't have to connect anything to Bikurim. There's no Shaykhus to that Machokas. Tzatsheni, maybe it's different. Maybe then Shahakol is its new, it's a new takana. The Shahakol is a bracha of the Diyavet. Besides being its own bracha for certain things, it's a safety net that was created to save people from Me'ila, Al-Kula, Me'mama. But that cannot be extrapolated to the din of the Mishnah in the beginning. The Mishnah Bing has to be a fit that's going to work within the Birchas HaMin. The Min has to be defined as a pre Ha'adam. How so? See Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, in Bikurim. Yonah is going with the second Ma'al and Yushalmi, and that would go, you know, in a different way. Could be this very idea, could be, with adding, could be linked to the other Machokes of Rabbi Yehuda HaChachamim Ambar Minei Dishayim. The extent that Rabbi Yehuda requires such a Pirut. So he would also require that the only way you can be Yosef in the Yevon Adam on appearance of Elon is because this is Iker Elon, Iker Arahi. But if you don't go to Rabbi Yehuda on that, maybe it's a lot easier to understand it without having to connect it to Rabbi Yehuda himself in Bikurim. The question that still remains for us, again, we have to come back to the Rabbi himself inside and go to this halachis, is the Ritva. The Ritva, Mitzat Sheni, does bring the Yonah Svara, and Yosef quotes a sugya sagamar. So chayva, we have to say something more, even with Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah,
alright. When the Torah says pre-Adama.
So that could answer that. Could I see it? No, you know, that I'm not mishubit to the limitations of definitions. Hilchas brachas requires a perfect fit, according to what we're suggesting. Be it Rabbi Yehuda of Dishan, be it without that, except for Shabbos, it's its own halacha, but it needs to be defined as the min. But from the Torah's perspective, to speak in about the fact that it's a pre-Adama, so why does it bother me to say the pre-Adama? If we know that the Elon is B'nai Banam Eim Kabanam, you know, so to speak. It is pre-Adama from the Torah's language. It shouldn't be a problem. Hilchas Brachas-wise, the Chachamim will metaken, there has to be something which you view it as a direct product. But for the Torah to speak just in terms of a, you know, that maybe doesn't have to follow the same standards as the Chachamim's Takana Brachas. That's what we're suggesting. Again, the Frat, if Rabbi Yehuda is the one that we're thinking about, that you need more, need the Shoyim for Yerakos. So then the only way you can say Adama on a period of Elon is because of Rabbi Yehuda, which he does. That's what we're suggesting. Okay. We continue to